Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Immediately to Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales for a report on Omicron, on the Ashes contest between England and Australia, and La Nina. We begin with Omicron, however. Jeremy, I learned from an article you sent on to me that Dominic Perrottet, the Premier of New South Wales, making announcements about Omicron and the spread. Are there new restrictions anticipated in New South Wales, which I remind myself is the most populous of the Australian states? Good day to you, Jeremy.
G'day, John. Yes, we're looking at some more restrictions again. And when I say restrictions, we're not going into a full lockdown by the looks of it, but it looks like face masks will be brought back very, very soon. There will be some added requirements for testing of individuals, because at the moment we've just hit another spike. We've hit another record with COVID cases, most being believed to be Omicron, where we've hit 12,226 cases in one day, which we've never seen before. And the time is now to effectively start to roll back some of the freedoms we've had, unfortunately. But I think it's for a good cause too, because if we were as free as we are now on New Year's Eve, for example, in just a day or two, then effectively there could be larger spikes than the 12,000 we've seen. And these restrictions are really just about the face masks, about also limiting some of those indoor venues again. So we're going a little bit backwards, but not too far back. So, John, it's not going to ruin our New Year's celebrations, but I think it's kind of a sensible move by the New South Wales government.
Perrottet is the new premier. The former premier departed because of an unhappy political story. So Perrottet has been the one opening New South Wales. Does he remain popular for opening the country, or is he being faulted for shutting it again?
Mostly popular, absolutely, because he really did allow us to travel again. He allowed us to get out in public, allowed us to go out and see our friends and our relatives, and a lot of people really do like him for that. The ones that find him unpopular are really the business owners and some of the ones who are still under the restrictions. So we're talking about nightclubs. We're talking about some of the larger restaurants who can still only have limited numbers. And they're effectively accusing him of opening us up too early, having the larger spikes, which means we're going to have to go back to restrictions earlier again. But that's not really the case. These new lockdowns or these new restrictions won't be anywhere near the lockdowns we had before. So really, Dominic Perrottet is the premier, I guess you could say, of popularity right now. And the reality is the fact that he's reacting in a very sensible and measured way, I think, is what's winning him a lot of this support.
The national government, Scott Morrison, your premier, are they making announcements on the television to recommend things for everyone? I noticed there's emphasis on testing.
Yes, absolutely. And the federal government now, the first message from them is to all the state premiers is don't overreact. Do not go immediately into lockdown. But what they are saying now is to bring in these rapid antigen tests, which are the much quicker tests, the ones that they can turn around quickly that will tell you whether or not you've possibly had COVID, won't tell you the strain, won't tell you a lot of details, but means people can be tested quicker. Basically, the outbreaks can be tracked quicker and we can take action from there. So the federal government is moving forward now to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to get these tests out to the states, but also pushing back on the states to say, look, you've got to get your testing under control. You have to make sure that you're doing everything correctly and keeping people safe at the same time as effectively keeping yourself open for business. But I might also point out too, John, that this is really aimed at the East Coast here. So we're talking about Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, and we'll go into the centre as well, South Australia, because we have Western Australia, which is effectively still cut off from the rest of Australia, the Western Australian Premier, still so frightened that COVID could effectively get into the community there, is remaining locked down. People cannot travel to Western Australia or out of Western Australia without effectively 14 days isolation on each end. And really, the Western Australian government is not allowing their citizens out. They're keeping themselves effectively in lockdown. And while, truth be told, they are getting very small numbers of cases, approximately several dozen a day, but they're also not testing as many as the Eastern Coast. So it's interesting, the federal government's message almost ostracizes or discludes Western Australia.
Yes, that would be Perth, right? Western Australia. Yes.
That's correct, yes.
That's the naval base, and that is it's not a profoundly different culture than the East Coast, but it has a different approach to politics in general, is my understanding.
Yes, very much so. And from the very start of COVID, it has an isolationist approach, which was effectively adopted by South Australia and also Queensland to an extent and very successfully. But where the difference between Western Australia, Perth, and, say, South Australia, where Adelaide, the main city, and Queensland, where Brisbane, the main city, where the difference is that Queensland and South Australia knew when it was time to open up. But Western Australia is still digging its heels in, still saying, no, we're not going to open up. We're still going to remain effectively in lockdown. And the federal government has tried many, many times over the last few months to get the state premier to open up, but nothing's really been successful. So right now we are a one nation still, but at the same time we're effectively doing it without Western Australia.
Jeremy, how is the Omicron presented on the television and the radio? Is it presented in a frightening fashion, similar to what we had in the spring of 2020? Is it presented? There's a mixed stories. For example, I can go to London, where the Prime Minister Boris Johnson is holding off on any restrictions until after the new year. And there seems to be voices on the television, especially on the radio, the BBC, saying Omicron is not the same virus that we dealt with in the first year, 2020. In America, there's a mixed picture everywhere. The president has said that there is not a national solution. He looks to the governors. The governors are, as you know, contraries in all directions. We have states that are wide open without masks and without vaccine mandates, and we have the opposite as well. So I give you those two versions of Omicron. How is it for you now? Because when we first started talking, Delta was feared, and your lockdowns were absolute, and your Delta numbers were very small compared to what you tell me, 12,000 plus in New South Wales. I think maybe you had 50 deltas when we first started talking. So what is the mood on television? Is it alarm? Is it learning? Is it curious? How would you characterize it, Jeremy?
It's very much chalk and cheese compared to the original coverage of the Delta variant. Right now, we're in a much more relaxed, much more, I guess you could say, in a learning phase right now. The messaging is much more much less alarmist than it has been for the Delta variants and COVID when it initially came. And what the government is effectively saying, the federal government and the state governments too, this is the one time they've really come together on the same messaging, is that, you know, Omicron is bad. Everyone will probably end up getting Omicron eventually. That was a very early message out there. But look, hospitalization for Omicron is down to only about 30% of cases, and it's a much less dangerous variant if you have the vaccine. As long as you have the COVID vaccine, that's the key part to the message. And what that then trails onto is that the governments are saying you need to get that third booster shot right now. So each state government is saying, get the third booster shot. Omicron will not be a problem. Don't be alarmed by the large numbers. This is how we're going to have to live with COVID. So how it's really portrayed in the media is that this is the next stage of COVID. This is what it will look like long term. It will effectively be something that we will be living with. It'll be kind of like having the flu, but with much more dire consequences if you don't have the vaccines. And now's not the time to panic, which is also what's underlying the federal government's message to the state premiers to not go into lockdown straight away, because it's effectively setting the future that this is how we're going to be living.
The happy part, bottles of champagne per person. Has that changed at all? The last time I asked, this is before the Omicron spread to thousands, there were 12 bottles per person. Has there been any challenge to that, given that people are now asked to be cautious?
Well, John, I have fantastic news there. The restrictions are now no longer. We can now buy more than 12 bottles of champagne. We're now allowed to walk out of the store with many bottles of liquor. We no longer have the restrictions on buying just 5 bottles of liquor. And most importantly, too, we're no longer restricted on cartons of beer, although that was a bit of a fuzzy one. No one really adhered to it from what I understand. So, John, Australia is again open to all kinds of alcoholic beverages as we like it.
This is very good news, given all the rest. So we'll now that we have such good news, we'll turn next to the good news of cricket. From Jeremy Zakas of New South Wales, this is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.